Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 40, verse 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord.
Okay, 664, he gave me a song.
Psalm 100, and I will be reading from the New King James Version. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. The Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
And we know this is a very upbeat song. Also, let's go ahead and stand.
If the skies above you are gray, you are in so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see, my friend, trust in his promises, friend. Sing and
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come together today to study and hear another portion of the word. Bless us, Father, as we go forward today, this evening, singing praises and prayer unto thy holy name. Bless this congregation, Father, in every way. Continue to bless our evangelist as he bring that word to us week after week, Father. That we may take heed to the words that he speaks, Father. Read those words, Father, from that truth, that we all may know exactly what the Bible says when it comes to following that path. Bless our sick this evening, Father. A special prayer for those that are shut in, Father. Give them the strength and courage, Father, to hold on to that word. Bless those saints on foreign land, Father. Knowing, Father, they do not have the privilege, not the opportunity that we have in the country. And we pray, Father, that we may always have the privilege that we have today to come out together without any fear of any kind, Father. Give us the strength, Father, to withstand the wiles of the devil. Because there we go through this life, Father, temptation is out there. And we cross our path from time to time. Give us the strength to hold on to that word and let that word be our guide, Father. Continue to bless our elders as they go about leading our people and directing us in the way that we should go. Most of all, Father, thank you for your Son who came to the earth and lived as a man, gave his life for all, that we all may have the right, the privilege, the opportunity to be with them when this life is over for us all, Father. This prayer I ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I love Sherman's sayings. We need to always hold on to our word. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, if you will. That will be the passage we'll read. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all of these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now we will sing 209. 209. The world we sing.
Christ for the world we sing. The world to Christ.
Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 17. Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunken with wine, wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking one with another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
We will sing the wondrous story. 149.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary.
I'll be reading from Hebrew, chapter 9, verse 11 through 15. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spots to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressors that were under the first statement, testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
Sing 514, Singing Redemption Song.
Angels are singing redemption sweet song. Wonderful theme, glorious theme. Shout the glad message and join in the throng.
Revelations 15:2-4. And I saw as if it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and then they have gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just as true as thy art, King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord? Glorify thy name, for thou art holy.
The new psalm. And please stand for the psalm.
I hope.
I'll be reading Revelation chapter 21, verses 21 through 24. Revelation 21, 21 through 24. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, A Little Glimpse of Heaven. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it.
I'll be reading from 2 Thessalonians 10 through 12. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Number 194, 194, when we all get to heaven.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare us a blessed place. When we all get to heaven, one day on a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout a better journey. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow of a sun aside. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus.
Revelations 19, verse 1, out of the New King James Version. After these things, I heard a loud voice, a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God.
Two, three, two.
When all of God's singers get home.
When all God's singers get home, where never.
I'd like to open your Bibles to Psalm 136. Psalm 136.